This is Celia Hirschman with On the Beat for KCRW. If you were to retell the history of the record industry, you'd have to divide it into two parts: everything that happened before Napster and everything that's happened since. Napster introduced the idea of free content on the web and blurred the lines between sharing and stealing. The shift delivered a massive blow to the tried and true methods of the record industry. It's hard to imagine, but this Monday, June 1st, marks the 10-year anniversary of Napster's birth. Many blogs and tech sites have used the occasion to look back, from the fall of Napster to the rise of iTunes, from the birth of BitTorrents to the decline of physical retail. It's an extremely rich and chaotic history once you retrace the steps. If the past decade has shown us anything, it's that consumers are very fickle when it comes to paying for music. The success in monetizing our downloading culture will have to come from new and creative methods. One idea that's spurring equal amounts of criticism and praise is a concept spearheaded by industry insider Jim Griffin. His idea is called Chorus, spelled with two S's. Chorus is designed to legitimize file sharing by acquiring a blanket license for content and incorporating a fee within an internet service for access to that content. In other words, you can download to your heart's content without fear of reprisals from the RIAA because you've agreed to a flat fee up front. The idea is being embraced by majors and indies alike, and Griffin is holding six different Chorus experiments on college campuses this fall. Each school will design their own financial model to test different fee structures. It's an extremely logical idea and one that has a great deal of promise. The digital age has not only shifted the economics of the record business, but it's also shifted time. It's impossible for a noteworthy artist to release an album without copies leaking onto the internet first. This week, the internet was buzzing with unfinished versions of the new Dave Matthews Band album. Last week, the upcoming Wilco album leaked, a full month before the official release date. Wilco quickly scrambled to release their own finished version. No one wants unfinished work to be judged by fans first. In fact, leaking has become its own star-making machinery. The new Eminem was leaked before Street Date, as was Black Eyed Peas, Marilyn Manson, Tori Amos, Franz Ferdinand, Vanessa Williams, Deer Hunter, and the list goes on and on. Leaking records has become the latest way to build a buzz, and though brick-and-mortar retailers may scoff at the idea that leaking a record early is good news for them, the truth is, buzzworthy records are more likely to sell week after week. Napster inspired music auditioning, and 10 years later, we haven't stopped. This is Celia Hirschman with On the Beat for KCRW.